there is an interaction between capital allowances and VAT. The VAT payable on an asset is usually determined by the first use of that asset.
For example, if a business buys a new mainframe computer costing, say, £80,000 on the 15th of December 2010, VAT at 17.5% will be added to the purchase price. So the trader will actually pay £80,000 plus £14,000 of VAT, being £94,000.
If the computer is then used to make taxable supplies in the business, the trader will recover the VAT from HMRC. The £14,000 of VAT is not a cost to the business, as it has been reclaimed. In this case, capital allowances will be claimed on the net cost of the computer, being £80,000. However, if the business subsequently uses the computer for a different purpose, i.e. not for the purpose of making taxable supplies, HMRC will insist that some of the VAT originally recovered on the computer should now be repaid. The business will therefore need to pay some additional VAT to HMRC. This additional VAT is now effectively a cost of acquiring the computer and will be eligible for capital allowances in the accounting period in which the VAT liability is incurred.
This additional cost may be eligible for first-year allowances or the annual investment allowance if appropriate. If the 40% first-year allowance was claimed on the original net cost of the asset, then the 40% first-year allowance will also be available for the additional VAT liability, even if this additional VAT liability is not paid until after the 5th of April 2010.
For example, Freshco Limited is a large company which operates a chain of supermarkets. It draws accounts annually to the 31st of March.
In the year ended 31st of March 2010, Freshco Limited bought plant and machinery for £300,000 and a computer for £80,000 in February. VAT was added to the purchase price. All assets were used to make taxable supplies, so all the VAT was subsequently recovered from HMRC. The general pool at the 1st of April 2009 was £600,000. We need to calculate the capital allowances for the year ended 31st of March 2010. The capital allowances for the year ended 31st of March 2010 are as follows. The pool brought forward is £600,000. Plant and machinery additions are £300,000, so £50,000 qualifies for the 100% annual investment allowance, while the balance of £250,000 goes into the 40% FYA column. The computer costing £80,000 also goes into the 40% FYA column. The capital allowances are 100% on the £50,000, 40% on the £330,000, and 20% on the balance in the pool, giving total capital allowances for the year of £302,000. The tax written down value carried forward is £678,000. In the year ended 31st of March 2011, Freshco Limited started using the computer part of the time for making non-taxable supplies. As a result, Freshco had to repay £1,000 of VAT to HMRC. Its plant and machinery additions in the year, £105,000. The capital allowances for the year ended 31st of March 2011 are as follows. The pool brought forward is £678,000. Plant and machinery additions are £105,000. So, £100,000 qualifies for the 100% annual investment allowance because the AIA limit is now £100,000 and the balance of £5,000 goes into the general pool. The extra £1,000 of VAT payable by the business is treated as an addition for capital allowances. However, because the original cost of the computer in the year ended 31st of March 2010 qualified for a 40% first year allowance, the additional VAT liability of £1,000 also receives the 40% first year allowance, even though the expenditure was incurred after the temporary first year allowance ceased to be available.
The total in the general pool is therefore £683,000. The capital allowances are 100% on the £100,000, 40% on £1,000, and 20% on the balance in the pool, giving total capital allowances for the year of £237,000. The same thing can happen in reverse. For example, a business could buy a computer for the purposes of making non-taxable supplies. No VAT would then be recovered from HMRC. So the cost of the computer for capital allowances purposes would include the irrecoverable VAT. However, if the business subsequently uses the computer to make taxable supplies, HMRC will repay some of the VAT originally incurred when the computer was bought, i.e., there will be a VAT rebate. This VAT rebate now reduces the cost of acquiring the computer. So effectively, too many capital allowances have now been claimed. To correct this, the VAT rebate is treated as a disposal of plant for capital allowances purposes. Therefore, the amount of the rebate is deducted from the pool, and writing down allowances are claimed on the balance. We will complete this session with a couple of practice examples.
Let's look at each item in turn.
The AIA available for the year ended 30th of June 2010 is £62,500, being 9/12 of £50,000 plus 3/12 of £100,000.
The workshop is a building and does not qualify for plant and machinery allowances. The expenditure on electrical wiring for the workshop is an integral feature that qualifies for the 100% AIA. The production line will qualify for 100% annual investment allowance. The energy efficient boiler receives 100% first year allowances. It is unaffected by the AIA.
The new roof on the storeroom is part of the building. It is not an integral feature, so it will not be eligible for capital allowances. Finally, £17,500 of the AIA is available for the new machinery, and the remaining £2,500 is eligible for the temporary 40% FYA.
The pool brought forward is £60,000. Next, we deal with all additions.
The AIA available for the year ended 30th of September 2010 is £75,000, being 6/12 of £50,000 plus 6/12 of £100,000. The machinery acquired in January 2010 qualifies for 100% AIA, but as it also qualifies for the 40% FYA, the AIA is first allocated to the computers and delivery van. This leaves space for £39,000 of the machinery cost to be allocated to the AIA column. The remaining £11,000 goes into the 40% FYA column. The computers cost £30,000 in July 2010 and are allocated to the AIA column. The expenditure of £6,000 on the delivery van also goes into the AIA column. Finally, Ted sold some furniture for £1,000, so this is deducted from the general pool to leave a balance of £59,000. Now we calculate the allowances. Allowances are given at 100% and 40% respectively in the AIA and FYA columns. This gives allowances of £75,000 and £4,400 respectively.
The balance in the general pool qualifies for allowances at 20%, giving £11,800.
Adding these together gives us a capital allowances claim for the year of £79,400. This concludes this session on further computational aspects of capital allowances.